Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me?
Hello, ma'am. Yeah, I can hear you just fine, even
Hi.
though you're in New York and I'm in the Seattle area. What do you know?
That's amazing. Dr. Wright, I am calling because I suffer from knee pain. And over, I think 2 years ago, I found your site and you talked about niacinamide. And I started doing 1,000 milligrams of niacinamide 3 times a day. And it worked to an extent, but never 100%. I mean, I still have knee pain and I can't really bend my knee all that much. But it got me off of the anti-inflammatory medicine.
Sure.
But lately it seems to have stopped working. So I just wondered if you had any thoughts as to why that might be.
Yeah. Initially, or perhaps subsequently, did you have an x-ray done of that knee? And were you given a diagnosis based on that x-ray and possibly a physical exam too?
I've had MRIs in the past, and it started where I tore my meniscus in 2013, and I had arthroscopic surgery, which never really helped. And then I've been trying all sorts of things like gel injections, PRP. I've had cortisone shots and physical therapy and all of these things, and nothing seems to work. And so I'm thinking, I don't know why that is. I recently read your article on niacinamide in the newsletter, and you were interviewing a gentleman, and you said, "Oh, I see you have skin tags. I see you have pre-diabetic, that kind of thing," which I could say is all me, but I'm thin. I'm not like, I don't have a big stomach.
Yay.
Anyway.
Okay, well, here's the thing, ma'am. Yay is right. You mentioned it started with a torn meniscus, and of course a meniscus is kind of like a ligament-like tissue, but it is not the joint cartilage. And what niacinamide works on is actually, you probably read this in that same newsletter, reactivating the ATP production within cartilage cells so they can strengthen themselves. And when that happens, and it does take a couple, 3 months to fully happen, then it doesn't hurt anymore. But no, I'm doggone it, niacinamide does not help with old torn menisci, or I guess that's the plural of meniscus. It only helps those cartilage cells. And I'm not going to say it doesn't help the meniscus at all, but I've talked to other people who told me roughly the same thing. They tore something, not the cartilage, but something was torn within the knee, and the niacinamide sort of worked and sort of didn't. It's not a surprise. It does work on those cartilage cells. So what else can one do is always a very good question. Well, one of the first things is anything that's torn, it may be able to repair itself. Now, this is quite a while afterward from what I'm hearing. But even so, there are substances out there that strengthen ligaments and tendons. And just like the niacinamide, when they work, they take a while to work, because they have to be absorbed into the body, they have to be delivered to the appropriate place, and then the reparative processes have to go to work. And can it still repair itself this far after? Well, there's no way of knowing except trying it, and very fortunately, trying it ain't going to hurt a thing, and in fact, it's going to strengthen tendons and ligaments all over the body if they need strengthening, and it won't hurt them if they don't need strengthening. Now, what I like the best for that is something called hawthorn. You've heard of hawthorn. Mm-hmm. It's a botanical.
Yeah.
And yes, it helps the heart and blood vessels, but it's not terribly well known that it also really helps to strengthen ligaments and tendons. I've worked with people from families who have a congenital problem with their tendons or ligaments tear too easily, and they get onto the hawthorn, and no, they don't go back to as if they didn't have it at all, but at least I'm told, the kids can get into more athletics than they could before without tearing another tendon, or I can do more stuff before things start to hurt. And the nice thing is the hawthorn doesn't hurt. So the one I happen to like, and I am not at all affiliated with this company, but their product does seem to work quite well, and it's relatively convenient. It's called Hawthorn Extract. It's made by a company called Wise Woman. They're out of Oregon. They may be on the shelves in health food stores in New York, although I doubt it. They're a small company. You can get it from Tama Dispensary if you wish to, and your compounding pharmacy may carry it. And what I ask folks to do is initially use a teaspoon of the stuff a day. It's a kind of a gel. A lot of people call it Hawthorn goo. And you use a teaspoon a day and do that for about a month. And particularly if seems to be helping, what's done doesn't need to keep up with a teaspoon forever. One can usually cut it back to about half that. But to start with, you need more. One needs more. And again, it won't hurt anything.
Okay. So if I've also been diagnosed with arthritis in my knee, is that something that niacinamide would help with?
I'm sorry, I missed something there, ma'am. I didn't know that you, that's why I asked you about the x-ray and so forth. You have been diagnosed with osteoarthritis in the knee?
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't say that when you first asked because I got caught up in my other explanation. So, yes, I do have osteoarthritis in my knee.
Okay, same knee or both knees? Or other knee or both knees?
Well, I've only had an MRI done in the knee for which I had arthroscopic surgery. Uh-huh. And the last time I had the MRI was in December of 2017. And It's degenerative.
Okay. Well, if you've had the MRI and they're telling you it's degenerative arthritis, then that's the same as osteoarthritis, just a different name. Now, the original work on this, as I keep rambling on about, it was from Dr. Kaufman in the 1940s, 454 people. Now, what he found was that the very large majority, it was over 90%, had complete control of their pain after 3 or 4 months. And I suspect you persisted past that. He also found, though, that there was a small minority that didn't have complete control with that 1 gram thrice daily. Now, here's the other thing, ma'am. Niacinamide will always, always give a signal when a person's taking too much. At least the liver will give a signal because of too much. And that's called low-grade nausea. It starts kind of like I'm a little seasick because I went on a boat that was wobbling around too much, and I got a little seasick. But if we promptly cut the amount back or just stop it until that goes away and then resume, that's gone. On the other side of things, higher doses, if they don't cause that nausea, are quite tolerable. And since we just have one person waiting here, apologies, Walt, I'll mention to you about an accountant. I love working with engineers and accountants. They keep wonderful records of everything they've ever done for their health. That is, if they're into health anyway. And here comes this accountant, and he came in with his briefcase, and he was just there for his first visit. He brought some copies of blood tests he had done, and look at that. 2 of his liver enzymes were elevated about 3%. Okay, and he was taking 1 gram of niacinamide 3 times a day. Why? Not for osteoarthritis, because Bill W., the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, had pointed out in a message to AA surgeons, physicians, he had pointed out that niacinamide significantly cut the alcohol craving. So this accountant had that problem. So he was taking that much niacinamide. And as I say, the 2 liver enzymes were elevated. And I pointed that out and I said, well, gee, maybe you ought to cut back on your niacinamide. It can do that. So he promptly reached into his briefcase and pulled out a spreadsheet that showed his liver enzyme tests for the last 10 years. They had been elevated by that small percentage for the whole 10 years he'd been taking niacinamide. And he says, I figure that if the liver enzymes continue to go up, I better stop. But if they just stay right here, which is 3 or 4% elevated, and they don't go any higher, and I'm feeling fine, and I'm not nauseated, I think I would prefer to continue taking it because I don't feel like drinking alcohol near so much when I do. So what I'm pointing out there is one better follow their liver enzymes too and see what happens. Kaufman actually had people go as high as 4 or 5 grams a day. Very few people needed that, but that's the other thing I'd recommend you try, and pay attention to any nausea that comes on. Work with your physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to check liver function tests. They're usually not elevated, by the way, if there's no nausea. This accountant didn't have any nausea. I don't know why. But anyway, I'd still persist on that because there's nothing else I know of that's as effective aside from high Gauss magnetic therapy, which FDA has managed to shut down all around the country. How do you like that? They haven't, quote, approved it, unquote, so they shut it down. Mm-hmm. But that brings me to one other thing, ma'am. This high Gauss magnetic energy. Mm-hmm. it does help with joint pains. It helps with a whole lot of things. But, and one can't get the Hygiel stuff because it's been shut down by our public servants. However, one can get high-strength magnets and try just putting it on one's knee and reading a book or doing some knitting or whatever and doing that every day and see if it helps. Because why? Because I have worked with people who've told me it's helped. That's why. So you might want to look into that. The best place to go for that, and I'm not at all affiliated with these people, is you put in the last name into your search engine, and yes, I will get to you shortly here, Walt. You put into your search engine the last name, Philpott. That's Phil Pott. He was a physician who's no longer with us, but he did magnet research for at least 2 decades. Anyway, you put in Philpott magnets. He's not with us anymore, but his family is, and they have a whole wide variety of magnets available for sale, ma'am. Developed
okay.
by Dr. Philpott.
Thank you. So just so I'm clear, I should increase my niacinamide from 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day to 1,500 milligrams 3 times? No, that's too much.
I would go to a total of 3,000, go to a total of 4,000. Pay careful attention to, am I having nausea? Work with your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about those liver enzymes. Got to do it all.
Okay. Okay. And just one other thing. In a previous talk you gave, you said that to build cartilage in your knee, there is an extract of birch that you can use, and you can get it from a compounding pharmacy.
Yes.
But I called Key Compounding, but they didn't know what I was talking about.
Okay. Well, then put this into your search engine, see if you can find it at any pharmacy. It's called P-E-N-T-O, Pento San, S-A-N. That development was done by a professor in Australia, and that does help many people with osteoarthritis, and thank you for reminding me. I very rarely need to recommend it anymore because of the niacinamide, but if it is still out there and you can get it, you're going to have it prescribed by your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, through a compounding pharmacy. But if you can, there's good research on that stuff. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. Do you mind spelling it again?
P-E-N-T-O-S-A-N.
O-S-A-N. Okay.
There you go. Okay, thank
great.
You, ma'am.
Thanks so much.